If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What type of people are the most at risk of a toxic relationship? Okay. One, people with low self-esteem. If you already have a negative view of yourself, all somebody has to do is come into your life and be a representative of what you say that you want and play that role for a very short time, and they got you. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And today I am going to be talking about what I wish I knew before my toxic relationship. But before I jump into that, I just want to talk about what my purpose for Single Woman Chronicles is, period. I know y'all didn't ask for this. Who cares? I just want to explain it so when people hear me say this thing, you'll know why I'm saying it. So when you are talking to people and they're trying to tell you like how you monetize a thing, especially when it comes to like social media and just your platform and your personal brand, they're going to tell you you need like a value added statement, what value you add, like what is it that you do. So basically that statement, and this can help some people who are up and coming content creators or just up and coming entrepreneurs, period. So for example, if you're a hairstylist and you specialize in lace fronts, my name is Ashley and I specialize in lace fronts. Like that's your value added statement. So as soon as someone comes to you, they know exactly what you do. Kind of like somebody like Keith Lee, when you go to him, you kind of know like he does food reviews, you know? So it's easier to do because it's like, it's your niche. It's what people look to you for, right? It's your specialty. Now, some people who have lifetime brand, lifestyle, that's what I'm looking for. Lifestyle brands, theirs is kind of more broad, but it's a little bit easier to monetize when you do have like that thing. But even those girlies who have the lifestyle brands, they'll say, hi, my name is such and such, and I'm all about beauty, skincare, hair care, fashion, etc. And they're telling you what they do. So for Single Woman Chronicles, when I started this, I really just started it because I was tired of being a single friend and getting horrible advice from my serial monogamous friends. So this was in 2015 where you didn't have so much content on telling you like how to monetize and people weren't making money like that on it. So there weren't all these strategies, right? So for years when I was trying to figure out my value added statements, I've gone through like so many, but my motto has stayed the same, which is being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. But I was always trying to search for the most authentic value added statement for me, myself, and my brand, because I never want to come off as like salesy, because that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to help. Like anytime someone emails me and say I help them in any kind of way, it always touches me and it always makes me feel like, okay, I'm doing something valuable, right? So that's more so why I want it. And so I also think back to the girl I was when I started this and I'm like, okay, this has been almost 10 years now. Basically, it has been like 10 years now. What did that girl at 25 need from you, and what can you provide her now? Which is a lot. And I'm like, I do so much. Like I'm of course helping with like dating and relationships, but also I can help you with like starting a business, starting a brand, entrepreneurship, you know, fitness. And you know, I'm an intermediate girl fitness, but like I'm the reality of what fitness looks like for an everyday person, right? Just doing all of that. So over the weekend, I finally figured it out. And so you will be hearing me saying it. So I want you to know why I'm saying it. So basically, my name is Ashley of Single Woman Chronicles, and I provide a safe space for single women as we heal, grow, and thrive. That's it. I did not want to talk about, my name is Ashley and I help women heal. My name is Ashley and I help women become whole. My name is Ashley and I help women do X, Y, and Z. The reason being is because I feel like the single woman experience is so many people telling us how we need to be, what we need to do. And like, as if being a single woman looks one way, it doesn't look one way. Being a single woman, the experience is different from every single woman, for every single woman. It's not just one thing, right? And so my whole platform has always been to provide a safe space. That's it. I just wanted a safe space back then. And me offering that safe space is me telling you like, hey, I've been there, girl. If you tell me that you feeling lonely today, I'm not going to tell you to go pray about it. I'm going to tell you it sucks. I get it. If you tell me you really want a relationship and you tired of waiting, I'm not going to tell you to go love yourself. I'm going to tell you, dang, like that sucks. You probably been alone for a minute working on yourself, focused on yourself, and you tired of doing that and you tired of being alone because you feel like you've done all the work and you still waiting. Yeah, I get it because I've been here. I'm in the field with you. Okay, so that's what I am. So you're going to hear me say that. And that's why, like, I provide a safe space for single women as we heal, grow, and thrive. Because for me, I'm big healed energy. I feel like I'm too healed because these unhealed people out here is taking up the dating market. And I'm like, I feel like I'm too healed to be dating. Like, who I'm matching with? I'm growing every single day, growing in my career, growing as a person, growing as a woman. Like, this is just random, but I watched the, watching Gorgeous Doll and then watching Housewives, The Real Housewives of Atlanta. This is going to be a good season. I'm very excited about it. But watching it made me realize, like, dang, back in the day, I really wanted those things. Like, back in the day, I wanted to be the girl who married the athlete, the ball player, the man with money. And it's like, now I don't want that. I want peace. Like, leave me alone. That's too much because you give up so much. You can't even grieve in peace, you know? And thriving, like my goal right now is to overcome certain obstacles that have kept me from pursuing my dream to its highest potential. So that's what I'm on right now. And I feel like I talk to so many single women and we're always reduced to just our relationship status. And I hate that. Like, why does when you hear, oh, she's single, the only thing you think is, oh, when you get married, oh, you don't want to have no kids, oh, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you think about, oh, how's your career going? Oh, what are you working on right now? Oh, what are your fitness goals? Oh, well, like, oh, why is it just that? You know what I mean? So it's just our journeys are different, but I know that we're all healing, growing, and thriving. So that is what I provide. So I just have to let y'all in on that because y'all going to hear me say it. Also, last week, if you watched the episode, it was an amazing episode. Please go back and watch it if you have not. But basically, it was about overcoming disappointment in God, because I've been disappointed by God several times. It got flagged because I put my book preview at the end, and it said it had copyright when I first recorded that in 2018, I don't know. When I recorded it, there was no copyright on it. So somehow it got copyright now, child. So that got flagged. So that video didn't do numbers, but go watch it, y'all, because it was a really good episode. But I said that to say, I did mention that I would be sharing my preview of every episode. Well, now I can't because they're going to flag me for copyright. So I'm just like, whatever, leave it alone. Okay, let's get into today's topics. I got 3 pages of notes, so let's get this thing popping. What I wish I knew before my toxic relationships. The S is silent. Because again, most of my relationships have been toxic. My more recent one, the one from last year, the 2 business day relationship, that one wasn't toxic. It could have gone there, but I wouldn't allow it to go there because I'm too heel girl to do that. So I would get out. But first, let's just define a toxic relationship. What is a toxic relationship? A toxic relationship is one that makes you feel unsupported, misunderstood, demeaned, or attacked. It's a relationship that basically threatens your well-being in some way, emotionally, psychologically, and even physically. Now, let's get this clear. Not every toxic relationship is abusive, but every abusive relationship is toxic, okay? I got this information from Very Well Mind. It's an article about toxic relationships, but I think that is important to understand because I think some people stay in toxic relationships because they're not being abused physically. But many times you might be being abused emotionally or mentally. But sometimes you're not being abused in any of those ways, but this relationship is just very unhealthy. So toxic really means unhealthy. It means that the bad outweighs the good, but you continue to stay in. And I am not talking about today. I'm not talking to married people. There are some toxic marriages, but I choose not to stay in married people business because they're none of my business. I'm not married. I don't know what to tell you, but when you marry, you got to hold on. You have a covenant that you are going with. So I don't know. Just talk about relationships though. But when the good is outweighing the bad, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm moving this so I can get, okay, there it is. Had to move it because the glare was causing like a cute little rainbow, but I didn't want that in my camera. Anyway, but when the bad outweighs the good, then most likely you are in a toxic relationship, right? So what are the signs that you are in a toxic relationship? I have like 10 or 12 signs, so I'm just going to try to go through them quickly. Sign number one, you give more than you're getting, which makes you feel devalued and depleted. When you are in a toxic relationship, you constantly feel like you are fighting for the relationship. Like you're constantly looking for reasons to stay in the relationship, and that leaves you depleted. And if you have to ask yourself or give yourself reasons to stay, why are you staying? Okay, next, you feel constantly disrespected or that your needs aren't being met. So basically, you feel like you have these needs and the person isn't even trying to or attempting to fulfill them. It's kind of like a person who has a certain love language, like your love language is gifts, but your partner goes out of their way not to give you gifts because their love language may be acts of service. So they just keeps doing stuff for you and you're like, that's not my love language. Stop doing stuff for me and just buy me something. That'll be easier for you. But they won't listen to you. You know, that, yeah, being disrespected. Your self-esteem is taking a hit. Okay. One way I can tell that I'm going to end up in a toxic relationship with somebody ugly son is when my self-esteem starts taking a hit. So I can tell this in the early stages. This is a great way to tell. In the early stages, if as soon as I started talking to them, at first they was giving me all the compliments. They was low-key like love-bombing me. They was coming at me heavy. They was pursuing me. Then after about a few weeks, I started noticing them doing certain things like they don't compliment me no more. They questioning me like, oh, why don't you wear your hair this way? Or why don't you wear heels, et cetera, et cetera. And then I start to question myself and I start to be like, I don't feel that cute. Why don't I wear heels? Why don't I wear my hair like that? That's toxic behavior. That's manipulation. They are pegging you or negging you. I said pegging, Lord have mercy. I meant negging. They are negging you. Oh my God. They are negging you. Negging you basically means when someone constantly gives you negative feedback or negative like compliments. Well, not negative compliments. Negative criticism to basically make themselves feel better by making you feel worse. It's very ghetto. It's very, very, I do not recommend. Very not demure. The next one is you feel misunderstood when you seek understanding, they attack you or they gaslight you. So basically, you bring an issue to them and they don't even listen to the issue. They immediately tell you that what you think is the thing ain't really the thing, and it makes you feel like you're crazy. You being gaslit. The next one, you feel depressed, angry, or tired after speaking to them. Like, you constantly feel drained by this person. You constantly feel drained, like, all the time. But on the other end of that, you also feel like you need them to feel alive. It's kind of like the song, I get so weak in the knees, I can't hardly speak. I lose all control and something takes over me. In a daze, I am so amazed. It's not a phase. Boy, I want you to stay with me. It's like you're the cause and you're the cure. You are the cause and you are the cure. That's how you know you in that time. Toxic relationships are emotional roller coasters. There's never stability. There's never safety in the middle. It's either extreme highs or extreme lows. There's never here. It's so crazy that we grew up watching these movies, and these movies had these toxic people and toxic relationships where they're just always all the way up here, all the way down here. It was never like a safety. And that safety makes people feel boring. But it's like, no, you're just traumatized. You just got PTSD from all of the toxicity you've experienced. Okay. The next one, you bring out the worst in each other. Okay, let me tell you something. Every toxic Negro I've ever dated has brought out the worst in me. Like, on a day-to-day, I don't get angry. I don't argue with people. I don't cuss people out. If I argue with you, if I cuss you out, if I get angry with you, most likely.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You toxic, because that's not me. You're bringing out the worst in me. And if you do it constantly, oh yeah, we're going to have a dead dead partner. We got a dead dead partner. Next, you are not your best self around them. About the same. Next one, my favorite. You feel like you have to walk on eggshells at all times. You feel like you cannot be you. You cannot shake the table. You cannot say certain things. You cannot do certain things. If you feel bad about something, you better shut up. You better hold it in, because you don't feel like arguing today. So you just gonna let it go. It's one thing to pick your arguments, and it's another thing to walk on eggshells. You got to know the difference. Okay. All right. But you're in a toxic relationship if you feel like you constantly got to walk on eggshells. You spend a lot of time and emotional strength trying to cheer them up. You do one thing to them, they hold it over your head for 60 days. You like having to bend over backwards. I've had two exes where I would do something small that would make three. Oh my God, Holy Spirit, why would you bring him back up? Don't nobody want to talk about him. Think about him. Okay. I had three where, say, I'll give you a great example. I know he don't watch this. He might. I don't care. So one time, this guy made a joke and was like, girl, go ahead and buy me them shoes. And I was like, I ain't buying you no shoes. They say the quickest way for a man to walk away from you is to buy him some shoes. He's going to walk right out of your life. And I started laughing. And then I had to get off the phone after that because I think I was at work. And so I get off the phone and this man got mad at me, and I didn't know he was mad at me. So like after I got off work, I called him. He didn't answer. I texted him. He didn't answer. So this was in my crash out girl days. So like I was calling this man back to back to back. So it took him like 2 or 3 days to respond to me. Do y'all know what that man said to me? That man said, well, I felt like I couldn't trust you no more because you said you wouldn't buy me no shoes. And I was like, I was joking, but I thought you were joking. I'm confused. Like, he was just like, I don't know. I just feel like word is bond. And if you, that man really said, I'm not making this up. He really said word is bond. Woo, my history of men. burn it in the fire, the pits of hell. But yeah, so scenarios like that where you do something really small and they don't have like grace and you feel like you have to break your back to get back into their good graces, even though you really didn't do anything. Yeah, toxic. I talked about this. You're always on an emotional roller coaster, like Vivian Green. You're on an emotional roller coaster. And when you are away from them, you feel anxious, like you need them to regulate your emotions. They're the cause and the cure, okay? You are always to blame. They turn everything on you. Very toxic. Persistent unhappiness. You are not happy, but you are comfortable. Meaning, like, there's no joy in your heart at all about this, but being without them makes you uncomfortable. Baby, that's toxic. It's very toxic. You're not going to be happy all the time, but again, if the bad outweighs the good and you're constantly unhappy and constantly asking yourself, why am I staying here? It's toxic. Communication often turns into insults, accusations, complete silence, leaving issues unresolved and feeling unheard. It kind of goes back to the walking on eggshells. It's like, y'all cannot openly communicate and tell each other your issues because you know it's going to lead to an argument. Like, you cannot just sit down and have a grown up conversation. It's just going to lead to an argument. Toxic. No trust. Y'all don't trust each other as far as you can throw each other. Okay. Ain't no trust. And maybe one person trusted the other person, but then the other person accused them so much that now the other person don't trust you either. Toxic. Okay. That happened to me. I had an ex where I'm always faithful. I've never cheated on nobody. I've thought about it. Definitely thought about it. Okay. Definitely. Should have. Feel like Keisha Cole should have cheated, but it did because of my integrity. But anyway, so, and if you haven't guessed, these are the things I wish I knew before I entered toxic relationships, because I never would have entered them. If I knew what it was and if I knew these signs, baby, listen. Never would have saw me coming. Never would have saw me. Never. But, yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, no trust. Relationship where I was faithful. I wasn't doing nothing. But this man accused me every week because he was actually cheating on me. So by the time... So him projecting made me not trust him, made me catch him. Like, you... Whatever. So let's move into the next thing that I wish I knew. Who is the most susceptible to toxic relationship? Like, what type of people are the most at risk of a toxic relationship? Okay. One, people with low self-esteem. If you already have a negative view of yourself, all somebody has to do is come into your life and be a representative of what you say that you want and play that role for a very short time, and they got you. Because when you think low of yourself, you feel desperate and you feel like, oh, the next person I get, like, you feel lucky to have someone. And when you feel lucky to have someone, you're always afraid to lose them. So when they start to exhibit these traits that I mentioned, you will not leave. So you are way more susceptible to a toxic relationship. Number two, people with past trauma. If you grew up without a father or a mother, abandonment issues, if you were like, if you just had some type of trauma, you lost a parent, like, you are more susceptible to toxic relationships because oftentimes toxic relationships are built on trauma bonding. You don't necessarily have anything in common but that trauma. So you lead with that. And those types of relationships are very heavy because there's a codependency. Okay, there's a heavy codependency. And that's the next type of people who end up in toxic relationship, codependent people. I was codependent. That's why I kept ended up in toxic relationships, because if I didn't, and that has a lot to do with my anxious attachment, but like, if I did not have somebody, I felt like I could not be alone. So I had to break that codependency in order to break the cycle of toxic relationships. Fourth, people pleasers. If you are a people pleaser, you are very susceptible because these people know who to manipulate. Okay. And the last one, and these are just the only ones that I'm mentioning today, but it's probably more people who saw toxic relationships growing up. I know someone who all they have ever seen and experienced growing up was toxic So like when they saw dating exhibited in front of them, it was cussing each other out, yelling, hitting each other, all of this stuff like that. So when they ended up in healthy relationships, they did not enjoy it because they felt like it was boring. But then when they do toxic relationships, they cannot let that person go because that's the example that was set. We're always trying to recreate our childhood love scenarios. And if we experience that in our childhood, we're going to constantly try to recreate that until we heal from that. So, yes. Now, next, let's talk about the effects of a toxic relationship. Definitely wouldn't have gone into that thing if I knew the effects of a toxic relationship, okay? One, even lower self-esteem. You probably already went in with low self-esteem. Now your self-esteem even lower. Even lower. Next, lack of trust for self. After a toxic relationship, you will struggle to trust your own decision-making because you will be like, how did I end up here? How did I end up in this dirty, dusty, stinking situation? I can't trust myself. Next, PTSD. You will have PTSD. You will look over your shoulder at everybody, okay? You will think everybody is that toxic person and they are trying to play you, which causes a lot of overcorrection. Like a lot of people overcorrect instead of just like finding that happy medium. I talked about that last week. For sadness and depression, you will be depressed because it's like an addiction. When you leave a toxic relationship, it's literally like withdrawals from like drugs or alcohol because it increased your dopamine levels to have that person. You were kind of like addicted to that person because of the emotional extremes they put you through. So you will go through sadness and depression. And a lot of people underestimate how long it takes someone to get over a toxic relationship. It takes you a minute to get over a toxic relationship. So please, baby, take your time. Stop trying to rush this process. This is not a quick process. This is going to take a while. And that's okay. Because when you come out, you don't want all of these effects. You don't want all of these side effects. I said paranoia and mistrust, isolation. A lot of times you will isolate because you feel embarrassed. You feel embarrassed that you stayed in it for a while. You feel embarrassed that you did not walk away sooner. You feel embarrassed that you allowed this to happen. So a lot of isolation. And the last one, and I hope it doesn't happen to you, but a lot of people end up becoming toxic because they were in a toxic relationship. They feel like the world now owes them one. And I hate that that's like one of the results, because I hope that you get to a healed place where you realize that like not everyone's like that. You don't have to turn into what broke you. So how do you leave a toxic relationship? I'm telling y'all from experience how I left mine. Number one, make up your mind. You will go. So just like an abusive relationship, they say it takes on average, I think 7 or 8 times for a person to leave an abusive relationship. I feel like toxic relationships are similar. It's going to take you a few times. So you have to make up your mind. I do not think you should even attempt to leave until you have made up your mind that you are really done. And you know when you're really done. In one of my relationships, I knew he was cheating on me. I did not even confront him. I let him cheat in peace because I wasn't ready to leave. I'm just keeping it a book. I let him cheat in peace. What I'm finna bother him for? Because I know I'm not going nowhere. So now we just arguing for no reason because I'm not going anywhere. So when I make up my mind to leave, I'm gonna just leave. And that's what happened. When I left him, he was so confused because he's like, she's leaving me now. Yeah, I decided. I made the decision. That's what I did. So make up your mind. You have to make up your mind. And that will come with like you realizing that this is not going to change. This relationship is toxic. Hopefully listening to what I've all told you will help. The second thing is be clear that you're leaving and you're not going back. Be clear about that. I want you to cut all the ties, okay? Be clear. Be concise. Do not look back, okay? Don't be reminiscing over the good times. I want you to think about the bad times. Don't be, okay? Fourth, one thing we overlook, support. Get support. Please get the support you need when you are trying to leave a toxic relationship, because you cannot do this alone. You need support. Get your friends, even the friends, get your riders. Your riders are the people who told you not to even date this person, but they still gonna support you afterwards. Get your riders, okay? And then once you're out of it, take time to rebuild your identity, your self-esteem, and your self-trust, because you're gonna need it. Again, people underestimate how long it takes to get over a toxic relationship. It rewires your brain in such a way that, like, you have to spend time, intentional time by yourself, really dedicating yourself to, like, healing and getting over this. And it's okay. So if you're really struggling and you really want a step-by-step guide, please pick up my book, How to X Your Ex, A Guide to Getting Past Unhealthy Relationships. I literally wrote this book specifically for getting over toxic relationships. Like, it is a guide. Like, even if you don't think you've made up your mind to leave, still read the book so you know the strategy to take when you decide that you're finna leave and get up out of there. Okay? Because you have to know. You have to know the step-by-step. It's just easier knowing a strategy. Because in this book, I talk about no contact. I talk about what to focus on. It's like, I just want to read y'all some of the chapters because it just helps. So chapter number one, let it out. You have to have a release. Like, don't feel bad about crying. Chapter two, this is not a contact sport. Cut it out. Baby, no contact. What are we talking about? Three, no rebounds. Rebounds are only good in basketball. Four, the closure trap. Who need closure? Close the door. That's why you got to make up your mind. You don't need no closure. You know you're not supposed to be there. Just leave. Five, give it to your God. Okay, I say give it to your God because I know not everyone's Christian. I am a one with God. I am a follower of Christ. But you got to give it to somebody. You cannot carry this alone. Six, perception is reality. Please shift your perception, because if you don't, you will end up right back in a toxic relationship or in another toxic relationship. Seven, fighting lonely. You will have your lonely moments. You have to learn how to fight it. Self-reflection. You need to reflect. You got to heal because you don't want to end up in a cycle. Nine, you have to sit in it. You got to learn how to sit in discomfort of the negative emotions and the regret and the pain and the shame. And last but not least, reclaim your thoughts. You got to get over those negative thoughts, Buki. You got to. Get the book. It is on Amazon. It is on Audible. If you are an Audible girly like myself, you can get the ebook directly from my website. Link is in the bio. Look beneath or in the description. I'll be saying in the bio. Child is YouTube. Or if you're listening on the platform, go ahead and get it. But grab it today. I want you to help y'all get over these toxic relationships, because I wish I knew this, because I never would have ended up in one. But even though you ended up in a toxic relationship, there is redemption afterwards. Bless you, Bridges. My dog just sneezed. But until next time, like, comment, share. If you know somebody in a toxic relationship, send them this because they need to know about it. They need to get up out of it, okay? And it's just good to know about. Send it to somebody young so they can avoid this, because I wish I would have avoided it, child, okay? Well, until next time, bye.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.